Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Theologians and preachers who maintain that Christians cannot apostatize have problems with a number of biblical passages. Did you know that our English word apostasy comes from the Greek word apostasia? Paul used that word in speaking of the falling away which would come. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away, that is, an apostasy, first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. The verb apistemi means apostatizing, falling away. One form of the verb apostanai is rendered depart, fall away, and drew away. The verb is used in this passage. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. How could the possibility of apostasy be more strongly taught than in these words from the Apostle Peter? For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. 2 Peter 2:21. Had these false teachers ever known the way of righteousness? You know they had, or Peter would not have affirmed that position. Having known the way of righteousness cannot mean they had merely had an intellectual apprehension of the way of righteousness. If that were all Peter meant, how could they be worse off when they turned from it? In fact, how could they turn from it if they had merely had an intellectual comprehension of it? We're not specifically told in this verse what the false teachers had done to make them members of the body of Christ. But one can know by reading the great book of Acts. They unquestionably had heard the word, believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and obeyed him in baptism. Sometime after their conversion to Christ, they became entangled again with the world and overcome. Peter insisted that the latter end, that is, when they apostatized, was worse with them than the beginning. My friends, when one becomes a Christian and then goes back into the world, he is in a precarious position. If he does not repent, he will surely be lost. That was our Lord's reason for telling the church at Ephesus. Remember, therefore, from whence you are fallen, and repent, and do your first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2:5. If a child of God cannot so sin as to be lost, what difference does it make whether he repents? The word turn in verse 21, hupostrepho, literally means to turn back or to return. There simply is no way one can understand the words in 2 Peter 2:20-21 and still hang on to the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace. They had escaped from the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and had known the way of righteousness. Yet they became entangled again with the world and overcome. They had turned from the holy commandment delivered to them. When they turned away from the Lord, they were in worse condition than when they were in the world. I close our brief study today with a very important question. How does one keep from falling away? There are a number of ways to answer that question, but I want to read just one verse. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. The tenses of the verbs in that verse are very significant. A literal rendering of the verbs is as follows. If we continually walk in the light, we continually have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ continually cleanses us from all sin. If you are not walking with the Lord, will you not resolve in your heart to do it today? Thank you for listening. May God bless you.